Good Saturday evening. It is State Championship Saturday, the 2022 3A Boys State Championship game. The Aspen Skiers, 26-0, 3 seed, going against. How are you, Doc? Good to see you. Dr. Kurt Papapus stopping by to say hello. The Aspen Skiers against the Centauri Falcons. Sorry for that interruption, but I'll take that any day. Kurt Papapus, his son, Andrew, was a great player for the Aspen Skiers way back when, played with Corey Parker. Good to see you, Doc. We are in store for a great matchup, Keith. We watched the first quarter and a half or so of the Centauri St. Mary's game, and St. Mary's looked like they were going to run away with it. They were up at the half, 39-27, and Centauri suddenly caught fire in that second half and went off with 23 points in the third quarter. They scored 27 in the first half, 44 in the second half.
Wow.
A 23-point outburst in that third quarter. But
Must have been some halftime speech.
No kidding. Yeah. Looking at the stats from last night for Centauri, the key was Baron Holman. He had just 3 points until the fourth quarter. Hit a three. Fourth quarter, he goes 9 for 10. He was getting the foul line. 9 for 10 from the free throw line.
Wow.
And
well, we've said it before. Free throws can win or can win you the game.
Yeah, Centauri only scored 4 threes all night. The rest, you know, driving layups. Mason Klotch is an outstanding scorer. He had 15 points last night. Baron Holman with 12. He's one of the captains along with Klotch. Caleb Anderson with 8. Leighton Curtis with 7 points. And the Centauri, you know, we're thinking, okay, St. Mary's has got this.
Yeah,
we got back to the room and went, holy cow, they came back and beat them. And it was a tight ball game, but down the stretch. But Sam Howery carried the load for St. Mary's, the Pirates, 36 points, 8 of 11 from three-point land, but he didn't get much support anywhere else. So you look at the balanced scoring from Centauri, and here they are. Centauri in the town of Lahara with a population of about 1,000. They had 800 and something in the 2010 census, so I'm guessing they grew a little bit, but it's about 20 miles north of the New Mexico state line and just south of Alamosa. So
I think the population is half that today, because
yeah,
the other half are here.
Yeah, no kidding. Cool. Okay. And your headphones, Doc, real quick. Go ahead. Well, Doc, it's so good to see you.
Oh, you too, Ron. It's wonderful. Here we go again, man.
No
12
kidding.
Years later.
12 years later. How about this?
I'm excited. This might be the year.
I am pumped big time. I know Coach K is listening in Houston.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah, he's tuning in, and we're excited about what the Skiers have done and how they represent the Western Slope. And Corey's done a marvelous job with this.
Oh, my
boys.
God. Yeah, just the legacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you build on on everybody's shoulders, and up you go.
Yeah.
You want to talk to two of the 2010 guys?
Sure.
Andrew and Anderson?
Here you go, Andrew. You're talking on CAMTS.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's
how
good,
are you?
Good to see you. It's been a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, you
man.
As well.
How's life?
Life's great.
Isn't this great to come back and watch your alma mater?
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. I love seeing them out here. They played really well last night, so hopefully they can carry that momentum and get the W.
Tell me about, just quickly, some of your memories going to Moby Arena and playing in the big arena for all the marbles.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an amazing experience going in. I mean, Anderson and I were just talking that this environment here at DU's, it's compact, where Moby was a lot bigger. So it's just super exciting to see all the Aspen crowd out here. It's going to be a loud night, and, you know, just happy for these kids.
How exciting is it for you to see your teammate, former classmates, Corey Parker, leading the group?
Oh, I love it. Corey is, I wouldn't want a better coach to coach Aspen High School right now. He's got the kids with confidence. He coaches them really well. I mean, he was a great mentor for me coming up. And then, obviously, we got them here. And then, hopefully, they can get us over the final hump and get us a state championship.
All right, Andrew, thanks so much for visiting with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, thank you so
go
much.
Skiers.
Go
luck.
Skiers.
All right. All right, it's Andrew Papapus, who's one of the outstanding players for the Aspen skiers and one of Corey Parker's teammates. And his dad, Kurt Papenfuss, the doc and kind of the team trainer back then. Boy, I saw him. I started doing my opening. There's Dr. Kurt. I'm like, hey, man. So that's kind of cool. I'll welcome that interruption any day.
Well, he was telling me that his son ended up going down to Santa Clara and played 5 years for him. And his fifth year was the captain there. So, you know,
if we had time,
basketball runs deep.
Yeah, we'd talk about his college exploits, but we'll get to that later. But that's good to see Dr. Kurt Papenfuss and his son Andrew here to support the Aspen skiers playing for the state championship. Our starters, well, first of all, let's wrap up the girls. The state champion has been crowned. The Platte Valley Broncos, no surprise there, as they went handily by a score of 70-50. And in that game, Andy Schisler, 28 points. Kind of a quiet night for Bree Bunting with 14. But they win it running away, 70-50. And they're the state champions. University takes second place.
Yeah, they had that pretty well in hand. Even you could tell early in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You know, then they put in the backups in the fourth. And then, you know, the other team started making a little bit of a run back. So they stuck their starters back in just to run out the clock. And it was a good game to watch, but you could tell Platte Valley was gonna walk away with that championship.
Yeah, in the big win last night, Aspen over Sterling. What a huge defensive performance for Aspen! They really put the clamps down on Jackson Kyle, coming in the game averaging 21 a game, scored 42 the night before in the win over Manuel, and they held him to 6 points, one field goal.
Yeah, one field goal, 4 free throws. That was just incredible.
That was the key, really, and Porter Lee's outstanding performance. Porter Lee, of course, finished with 22 points. We'll see you, Doc. Good to see you. 22 points for Porter Lee. He's really been the MVP of the postseason, in my book, taking nothing away from Shea and Braden. But they're the focus of the opposing team.
Right.
And people tend to forget about number 12. I guarantee you, Centauri, they've got number 12 in their sights.
Oh, absolutely. Because all they have seen has been him dominating. He's been the leading scorer, right, and the leading rebounder. So they're going to be keying off of him, which is really going to give Corpola brothers a chance to really shine. Because if they're keying off of Porter Lee, they're going to be able to play their game.
That's right.
In a different way. So it's that triple threat of the three different players that can really beat you.
By the way, Grand Valley, to get you caught up, Lady Cardinals lost in the third place game, so they take fourth place in the Grade 8. Congratulations to Coach Scott Parker and the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals. Our starters for tonight for the state championship game for the Centauri Falcons, the designated visiting team, Chaz Holman, 5'10", sophomore. Peyton Polzin, 6'2", senior. Baron Holman, one of the captains, 6 foot, senior. Mason Plotch, 6 foot, junior, or senior rather, and Mason Sowards, a 6 foot, junior. The starters for the Aspen High School skiers, 26-0, number 3 in the state, Shea Corpola, Ben Godomsky, Lucas Lee, Porter Lee, and Braden Corpola. The usual suspects, and we are ready to go. The 2022 state championship about to get underway. It was hard to recognize the skiers last night in their road uniforms, the black unis.
Yeah.
This is more like it.
At least there's no ponytails in the way of the numbers. You can
right.
See
there we go. The tip won by Aspen. Double tip by Lee and then to Lucas Lee. Braden Corporal has got it. And he's bumped at a steal and a layup. No good. Rebound Braden Corporal. That steal by Mason Plunch. Boy, they're playing aggressive tackle football defense. Holy cow, this is getting physical already. Braden Corporal left wing. Godomsky top of the key. Right wing to Porter Lee. Lee hands it off to Shea Corporal. No doubt the boys got some nerves going. Bounce pass to Porter Lee at the free throw line. Going down to Shea Corporal. Shakes the defender, lays it up and in. 2-0 Aspen.
Good pass by Porter, finding Shea in the open on the baseline there.
Here's a drive by Chaz Holman. Gets cut off. Hands it off to Baron Holman. Here's number 22, Mason Sowards. Sowards to Chaz Holman. Holman drives along the baseline, banks it, and missed the shot. Rebound, Braden Corpola. Corpola up the court to Peyton Porter Lee. Banks it in. Nice speed. from Braden Korbla, and Porta Lee with the bucket, 4-0 Aspen. Jazz Holman with a drive, where's double zero. Hands off to number 12, Mason Klotch. Dribbling around the perimeter, that's number 3, Baron Holman. Mason Klotch, bounce pass, drive along the baseline by Baron Holman. Gets cut off, goes top of the key, and they go around the perimeter. Here's number 22, Sowards. Nowhere to go. Right wing to Baron Holman. Lost the ball. Battling for it. Dive play. Goes out. It trickles away. Picked up by Chaz Holman. Boy,
wow.
Some physical play there. Drive by Holman. Gets. Oh, Baron. Braden, who's a three-pointer, top of the key. Air ball into the hands of Braden Korpela. He got clobbered under the basket. There's a pass cross court. Drive by Shea Korpela. Kicks it out. Pit Porta Lee. In the corner goes right wing to Shea Korpela. Top of the key to Godowski at the circle. Left wing to Braden Korpela. 4-0 Aspen. 5:45 to go first quarter. Korpela right wing to Shea. Shea's pass, no one there, but there to get, retrieve the ball is Godowski. Goes to Braden Korpela, right wing. Braden backs up, goes to Shea. Shea checks with Coach Corey Parker. They call it a play. It's at the high post, right side. Between the leg dribble, gets a pick. Goes right far corner to Braden Korpela for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Mason Klotch for Satori. He's taking it coast to coast. Lose the ball. Steal by Braden Korpela. The two-on-one advantage for Aspen. Braden's going to take it all the way. Lays it up. Got it. 6-0 Aspen.
And Coach for Satori is going to call a timeout.
30-second timeout. Furious start to this game.
Tell you 6-0
what, 6-0 Aspen.
Centauri came out just at a furious pace. You know, it's almost kind of the way you would see somebody playing in the last 2 minutes of a game, you know, trying to come back and secure the victory.
Yeah.
You know, you got to wonder, can they keep up this amount of intensity? But Aspen has responded well. I mean, Centauri's missed a couple of shots, but Aspen hasn't. That's been the difference.
Centauri plays in the 3A Intermountain League. Larry Mortensen, the head coach for Centauri. I think my memory serves, Mortensen has roots in the Cortez area. I know that last name. 6-0 Aspen, 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's a pass to number 22, Sowards. Sowards left wing, picks up his dribble, smothered there by Shea Korpela. Here's Mason Klotch. Now Klotch, they hand it off to Peyton Polzin. Drive by Mason Sowards. Shot is blocked by Shea Korpela. Sowards gets it back. Taken by Chaz Holman. Holman through three defenders, and he's called for traveling. Yes, indeed. Took a couple extra bunny hops.
Tried to split the buddy the double team, but it didn't have anywhere to go and couldn't put the ball back down again.
Boy, big crowd here from Lahara. San Luis Valley, 6-0 Aspen. Braden Korpela. Holman fell to the floor. Peyton, or Porter Lee's got it. Near half court, flips over to Godomski. Top of the key to Braden Korpela. Korpela to Shea in the near corner. Shea was back to the defender. Drives along the baseline, double team, gets cut off, passes into the paint to Godomski. Bounces up his hands, goes into Porter Lee. Porter, double team, puts up a shot. Won't go, but he's fouled. And Porter Lee to the line.
And Porter doing exactly what he's done this whole postseason, doing the hard work down in the paint. He's not afraid to go up for hard rebounds and to go up with those shots.
Porter Lee at the line for two shots. First free throw, in and out. Porter's a 92% free throw shooter. Missed the first one. His second free throw is perfect. It's 1-2. And it's 7-0 Aspen. Coming up in the 4 minute mark here in the first quarter. Double zero, Chaz Holman has it. Dribbles left side. Hands it off to Mason Klotch. Back to Chaz Holman. Gets cut off trying to find the baseline. Flips it over to number 3, Brett Baron Holman, one of the captains. He's double teamed. He's in trouble. He goes to Chaz Holman. He'll launch a 3, top of the key. That's no good. Rebound taken, put back No good. That putback attempt by Mason Klotz. Ball goes out of bounds. Aspen ball. The defense has been stifling for Aspen here in the first 4 minutes and change.
Yeah, you got to give some credit to Godomsky. He's one of the best defenders against the drive that I've seen.
Braden Corpola to Shea Corpola, right wing. Braden break into the hoop. Shea can't go to him. Now goes to Braden in the far corner. Cross-court pass left wing to Godomsky. Godomsky hands it off to Shea. Shea getting mugged there. His little backhand flip to Portalee. Shakes the defender, lays it up, missed the shot. Oh, my, just rolled off the rim. Rebound taken by Mason Klotz. He goes down low. And a shot is blocked by Braden Corplett. No foul there. Letting them play.
Wow, it's a block each for both of the Corpola brothers.
As Peyton pulls and looking for the layup, and he got just denied a facial inbounds pass. And a steal by Braden Corpola. Picked up by Porter Lee from his back. Hands it out to Shea Corpola. Physical play going on. I kind of like it. Let him play. State championship. Shea Corpola at the circle. Left wing to Ben Godomsky. Godomsky. Right hand dribble. Couple around. Flips it over to Braden Corpola. Right wing. Standing on the U.S. Bank logo. Goes between the legs with the dribble. Stops. Pump fake. Leaner. Off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Polzin. For Centauri, 7-0 Aspen, 2:40 to go in the first. Here's a drive by Baron Holman. Lays it up, missed the layup. Rebound, Peyton or Porter Lee. High off the glass. Kicks it over to Shea Corpola. Here's Lucas Lee in the corner. Back to Shea, right wing. To Godomsky up high near the circle. Flips it over to Shea, right wing. Lob pass down to Porter Lee, wide open. Oh, they're going to call a foul.
They're going to say the Porter pushed off.
Yeah. That's the first foul for Aspen. Porter Lee a little jacked up right now, so Tommy Franceschi is going to replace him momentarily. 2:19 left in the first. 7-0 Aspen leading the Centauri Falcons here in the state championship game. Jazz Holman brings it up. Flips it left side to Baron Holman. Right side to Leighton Curtis, number 40. Hands it out to Chaz Holman. To Baron Holman. Stops, pops from 12. Got it. First bucket at the 2-minute mark. Baron Holman. It's 7-2 Aspen. Minute 50 to go in the first. Braden Corpola to Shea Corpola, right wing. Little head fake. Hands it. No, he's going to drive along the baseline. Now it goes to Godomsky up high. Back to Shea. Shea drives, pull-up jumper from the baseline from 12 feet, and he knocks it down. Shea Corpola with 4 points, and it's 9-2 Aspen, a minute 30 to go in the first. Chaz Holman drives right side, finds a lane, scoop shot, got it. Quick move by Chaz Holman. It is 9-4 Aspen, minute 20 left. Braden Corpola will walk it up, looks over to Coach Corey Parker for the play, calls it out, gets a pick. Stops right side, goes to Shea, left wing, three-pointer. Off the rim, won't get the bounce, rebound tipped, saved by Franceschi. Picks it up, ball tipped and off the hands of Centauri player. The Falcons fans.
That was a hard rebound by Franceschi. I mean, he had to kind of reach over the guy in front of him and tip it back towards himself and then get to it before it went out of bounds.
Shea Corpola goes backcourt to Ben Godomsky, under a minute to go in the first, 9-4 Aspen. Right wing to Braden Corpola. Back to the defender. Goes top of the key to Tommy Franceschi. Right wing to Godomsky with a drive. Kick out pass to Braden Corpola. Braden fakes. Leaner with the left hand. Won't get the bounce. Rebound controlled by Centauri. And a foul's going to be called on Braden Corpola. That's his first, second team foul. 9-4 Skiers, 43 seconds left in the first quarter. Jazz Holman, 5'10 sophomore, walks it up. Met there by Lucas Lee. Drives left side. Lucas picks him up. They hand it off to Mason Klotz. Here's a three-pointer by Baron Holman. That's a partially blocked. Rebound taken by Braden Corpola to Godomsky left wing. Back to Braden. 23 seconds. Shea's got it left wing. Jab step, one-on-one, drives, kick-out pass. We go to Franceschi. Franceschi to Shea Corpola, 15 seconds. getting bumped there. Goes to Braidcorp, a high post, right side near half court. 7 seconds, six, five, four, three, two, one. Braden, head fake, trying to feed it down low, and it's stolen as the buzzer sounds, ending the first quarter. A little miscommunication there, but the Skiers have the lead after one, 9-4 in this state championship game. This is KMTS. Welcome back to the state championship, the boys 3A state championship. Aspen leading after one quarter, 9-4. Here we go to the second quarter. Centauri Falcons with the ball. Right wing to Brian Baron Holman. Holman gets doubled. They hand it off to Caleb Anderson, wants to drive, and they're going to call foul against Anderson, an offensive foul.
As you say, when it took him a while to signal offense, but if he had signaled the other way, that would have been an injustice there. He just lowered his shoulder and just ran straight into Shea Corp.
Caleb Anderson, 6'2", 175, a sophomore. 9-4 Skiers, second quarter just underway. Braden Corpola walks it up, calls out a play, right side. Now dribbles center to the key. Now stops, flips it over to Porter Lee. Lee with the drive, finds a lane, lost it off his foot, picks it up, shoots it. Missed it, he's called for traveling. Just a little out of control there, driving to the hoop.
Yeah, just got poked away, hit him in the knee, trying to chase it down, ended up taking an extra step.
9-4 Skiers. Jazz Holman puts it right side to Klotch. Klotch to Leighton Curtis. And threw it out of bounds, trying to feed it to Chaz Holman. And a miscommunication there, throws it out of bounds. So Lucas Lee will inbound at far sideline, lobs it into Braden Corpola. Braden taking a stroll up the floor, dribbling casually. Now flips it to Shea Corpola, right wing. He's near the corner. He drives along the baseline. He kicks it out to Ben Godofsky, who lays it up, missed the layup. Came up short. Rebound taken by Baron Holman. Barrett takes it all the way. Stops, shoots from 10. Banks it, missed it. Foul. Oh. Lucas Lee kicking his feet on the floor. Throwing a little tantrum there, but he thought he had maybe drew the charge, but nothing doing. Yes. Baron Holman was 9 of 10 last night in the fourth quarter at the line.
You know, I'd be interested to talk to these refs and figure out how do they define a block versus a charge, because I clearly don't understand the difference, because, you know, you would think if their feet are planted and they get ran into, that it should be an offensive penalty, but they're calling that as a block.
Holman hits the first free throw, 9-5 Skiers. Mason Sowards back in for Centauri. Baron Holman's second free throw is perfect. And it's 9-6 Skiers. Braden Corpola brings it up. Flips it right side to Godofsky on the wing. Gets a pick. Godofsky stops, top of the key, goes to Shea, left wing. Shea goes to Porter Lee, to Braden Corpola in the corner. Baseline drive, now a little hook pass back to Porter Lee. Lee spin move, puts him a shot. Won't go, put back good. Tap in by Braden Corpola. 11-6 Aspen. That breaks a long drought for the Skiers. Going back to the first quarter. Colton Johnson in the game. Here's Sowards. Has the ball knocked away. Ball's out of bounds. Last touched by Braden Corpola. His quick hands. Sowards inbounding. Goes to Baron Holman. Holman to Mason Klotch. Launch to Caleb Anderson. Baseline drive, Baron Holman gets cut off. Backs up. Oh, he moved that foot. Sowards to Colton Johnson. Top of the key, pass to Anderson. And they're going to call a foul on Porter Lee. And Porter picks up his second. That's big. And quickly, coming off the bench is Franceschi and Sergio Ruiz. Porter Lee and Shea Corbella both come out. 11-6 Skiers, 5:53 to go in the first half. Low scoring, a defensive affair in this state championship contest. Sowards inbounding in front of the other table on the far side. Goes into Baron Holman. Finds a lane, drives right side. Little hesitation, jumper, and knocks it down. That's a tough shot with defenders in his grill. And it's 11-8 Aspen. Braden Korpela, left wing to Godomsky. Puts the ball on the floor, stops, top of the key. Goes to Ruiz. Ruiz to Godomsky, far corner. Finds a baseline, open lane, lays it up, missed the shot. Partially blocked, I think, by Peyton Polson. Here's Baron Holman. Holman stops, top of the key, lob pass down to Peyton Polson. Lays it up, missed the shot, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two. What happened? Oh, we got a hand injury.
His finger's jammed.
His finger is, oh man, that was ugly.
He had a finger pointing the wrong way.
Yeah, he came sprinting to the sideline, the trainer, and he is in agony. And he just went, popped it back in place.
I've had that happen before. But yeah, when you're holding up your hand, look like you're looking at your nails, and your ring finger is pointing to your left.
State championship game, he's saying, just put it back in place, put me back in, coach.
No, they're gonna pull it out. They're probably probably gonna end up taping that to the adjacent finger.
Who just substituted in for Red?
You're listening into the
what
referee.
What number? Just a sec.
Shoot it.
Yes. Nice.
good placement of the field, Mike, there, Ron.
Right?
good information there. Inside information.
I thought so. 11-8, Aspen, 5:14 to go in the half. And Chaz Holman will shoot the free throws for the Falcons. First free throw is good. 11-9. Braden Korpela coming out. Shea in for him. Chaz Holman. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound caroms away. Pulled down by Lucas Lee. Lee to Shea Korpela. 11-9. Skiers come up on the 5-minute mark here in the half. Right side to Ruiz. Ruiz with a drive, goes top of the key to Godomsky. Godomsky puts on the brakes, goes to Lucas Lee, far side. Finds a lane, wants to force up a shot, got the floater, no. Got fouled, he got knocked to the floor, no call. They're letting a lot of stuff go. Here's a drive by Mason Clunch, he gets cut off. Pass top of the key to Chaz Holman, to Baron Holman. Gets doubled down, pass down to Franklin. Caleb Anderson, and they wave off the basket. We're going to call a foul on Ruiz. Yeah.
Wow.
Why?
Yeah, he was going down to the ground to get the ball and got landed on.
Yeah.
How does the guy on the bottom of the pile get called for the foul?
Suddenly that's 16 fouls for Aspen, just 2 for Centauri. Huh. Now what? Referee pointing toward the Centauri bench. Looking down the floor with something. Is there
water on the floor?
Water,
or
okay.
Yeah, they're coming out with a towel.
I know they're not looking for a contact. The stoppage in play here. 11-9 Aspen, 4:39 to go in the half. A 5-2 advantage here in the second quarter for the Falcons. And a shooting foul for Mason Clunch. No, not a shooting foul, no. Sorry. Okay. So Sowards will inbound the baseline. Shea Korpela defending the inbounds pass. And a three-pointer from the corner buries it. Baron Holman from downtown, and the tide is shifted. Centauri has the lead, 12-11. Franceschi, right wing, goes to Shea Korpela, top of the key. Shea goes to Godomsky, top of the key, left wing to Ruiz. Ruiz, crossover dribble, stops, needs some help. Goes to Shea, right wing, pulls up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Ruiz, falls to the floor, kick out to Godomsky, fakes, kicks it back out to Shea. Shea with a drive, with a scoop shot, missed the layup. Oh my goodness. Wow. He never misses those. 12-11 Centauri. Holman to Chaz Holman. Chaz in the paint. Double team. Anderson has it. He's running out of time. Now it's a pass to Baron Holman. Holman to Sowards. Sowards at the free throw line. Now kicks it out to Chaz Holman. Pulls up for a 12-footer and knocks it down. 14-11. Centauri.
Centauri is on a 10-2 run.
3:20 left in the half. Shea Corporal at top of the key. Crossover dribble. Goes left wing to Ruiz. Ruiz with a drive. Kick out pass to Franceschi. He drives. He shoots. They're going to call a foul on the floor. No shooting foul. Sowards call for the foul.
He comes out.
Wait.
Curtis comes in.
Shea Corporal inbounding. Lobs it in to Godofsky, right wing. Backs up near half court. Scans the offense and the defense. Goes to Shea Corporal, right wing. Shea one-on-one with Mason Klotz. Drives. A little hook pass picked off by Polson up the court. With a pass from behind, picked off by Porter Lee. Excuse me, Lucas Lee. Now we got a timeout on the transition. 30-second timeout called by the Centauri Falcons. Falcons lead 14-11 with 2:50 left in the half. Man.
This is the tale of two quarters. Aspen outscored Centauri 9-4 in the first quarter. They're now down 10-2 in the second quarter. It's just...
Yes, sir.
Everything that they were doing that was working is no longer working, and everything that is just shifted around.
Coach Corey Parker, pretty animated with his boys standing around him.
Right.
We have a very rambunctious fan getting the crowds riled up.
Centauri band is here, and half the town probably. So Aspen with 17 fouls, two for the Falcons. Falcons lead by three. Craig Corporal is still on the bench. Lucas Lee's going to inbound to Shea. Here we go.
As is Porter Lee, he's still on the bench as well.
Yeah, with two fouls. Left wing to Ben Godofsky. Godofsky to Shea. Shea at the post. Trying to drive, and he's fouled. He's putting on a move there, and Mason Klotz questioning the call. Klotz's first, third team foul. Shea Corporal inbounding at the baseline. Shea goes in to Godofsky near the circle. Crossover dribble. Hands it off to Ruiz. Ruiz stops at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Franceschi. Bounce pass to Shea Corporal. Backs up, calls out a play, left wing. Dribbles with the right hand. Gets knocked to the floor. Here's Godofsky. Got the loose ball. Back to Shea, right wing. Shakes the defender. Drives. Bang. Oh, his shot is blocked. He's fouled. Yeah. And Centauri fans livid with Shea being helped up by his teammates. So he can go to the line and shoot a couple free throws. The points have been hard to come by in the second quarter. So that's one field goal.
And that's the only problem with this lineup. I mean, Shea Corporal is really kind of their only scorer out of this group. The rest of this group, they're passers, they're defenders. There's just not a whole lot of offense there.
Shea takes a deep breath, and the first free throw bounces off the back of the iron. Shea's second attempt to bring the Skiers within two. Got it. 14-12 Falcons, 2:14 to go in the first half. Chaz Holman walks it up, met there by Ruiz, who's backpedaling, gets around the pick. Shea going in there, reaching for the ball. Chaz Holman, and a foul on the floor. That's going to be a 1-1 now.
Yeah, they're calling that against
Ruiz. His second. And Chaz Holman is one of two from the line. Back to the stripe. 14-12 Centauri, 2:04 to go in the half. Braden Corporal, Porter Lee still on the bench.
you know, we saw this yesterday, that kind of letting it ride through the second quarter.
Jazz Holman hits the front end of the 1-1.
But I mean, yesterday it was Shea Corpola and Braden Corpola, because they were in foul trouble.
Second free throw is perfect. And it's a 16-12 lead for the Centauri Falcons with 2 minutes left in the half. Godomsky for Shea Corpola, right wing. Shea shakes the defender, can't get rid of him, behind the back dribble. Takes a drop step and lays it in with those long strides. Shea Corpola with the bucket. 16-14, Centauri. Jazz Holman dribbles left side, crossover dribble, hands it off to Mason Plotch. Plotch to Bryant Baron Holman. Little pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound, Shea Corpola, and Baron Holman forced the jump. Oh, that was a quick whistle. As Baron Holman came from behind, forced the jump, but he threw the ball out of bounds. Really quick whistle.
Yeah.
Possession goes to Aspen. Porter Lee back in along with Braden Corpola. Minute 31 to go in the half. 16-14 Falcons.
I imagine this will be the last substitution for this half.
Yeah. Braden walks it up. Head on a swivel. Scans the D. Met there by Leighton Curtis. Shea Corpola. Right wing, top of the key to Godowski. Godowski back to Shea, right wing, fakes the three, drives in the paint, floater with the right hand, won't get the bounce, but he's fouled, and he will shoot two. Fouled by Chaz Holman, that is his first. 15 foul. Shea back to the stripe. 4-point lead for the Falcons in the state championship game.
16 foul on the Falcons.
Shea dribbles a couple times. First free throw off the back of the rim. Minute 15 left. Shea's second attempt. Knocks it down. 16-15. Centauri with the lead. Minute 9 to go. Chaz Holman sizing up the D. Baron Holman, left side. Here's Baron on the right wing. Hands it off to Clonch. Clonch going down low, wide open, missed the easy layup. Peyton Polzin, and now a foul. And Polzin, after he had that finger dislocated, gets knocked to the floor and helped up.
Who are they going to
call? Calling a foul. On Polzin. And he's limping. Boy, this poor kid's banged up. Yeah. He was all alone.
Yeah.
I mean.
And he missed the layup.
Yeah.
And on the rebound, hooks Braden Corpola and pulls him to the floor.
And it's 1-1 now. So both teams in the bonus. Braden Corpola at the line to tie it, maybe give the skiers the lead with 52 seconds remaining. Pulls in a dislocated finger and then gets knocked to the floor. And Braden calmly knocks down the first free throw. He's got 5 points. And we're tied at 16. Shea Corpola, Godomsky playing back on D. Braden Corpola to give the skiers the lead. He does, yes sir. 17-16. Aspen, 50 seconds to go in the half. Chaz Holman. They go to Leighton Curtis. Baron Holman pass along the baseline. They kick it out. There's a drive by Leighton Curtis. Lays it up. Got it. Open lane. Easy bucket. Leighton Curtis. His first basket. 18-17. Centauri. 27 seconds. Here's Godomsky. Godomsky picks up his dribble. Beats it to Braden Corpola. 17 seconds. Braden holds up a fist, calls out a play. 13 seconds. Braden stops, hands it off to Shea for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Clonch. Clonch racing up the floor. He's out number 2-1. Pulls up for a three and missed it. Rebound to Godomsky, and that is the end of the first half. Two excellent teams duking it out for the state title. At the half, it's Centauri 18, the Aspen Skiers 17. This is KMTS. Halftime, this state championship game. The Aspen Skiers trailing the Centauri Falcons 18-17. Well. Aspen got up to a good start, outscored the Falcons 9-4 in the first quarter. Had a 7-0 lead, and then Chaz Holman hit a bucket with about 5 minutes into the game. Then Baron Holman got a basket, and that was the scoring in the first quarter for the Falcons. And then both teams playing aggressive defense. A lot of calls being ignored, some ticky-tack fouls being called. It's kind of an inconsistent as far as officiating. But Centauri has the lead 18-17. Aspen scored, Shea Korpela had 8 points in the first half, a couple of buckets in the first quarter. Porter Lee with 3 points. He got up to a hot start but then went cold, lost the ball a couple times on a drive to the basket, and picked up 2 quick fouls, had to come out. Braden Korpela also pulled out after he picked up a foul. He has 6 points, including a couple of free throws late in the second. And this is kind of what we've seen from Aspen, just a slow start, and then they really pick it up in the second half. So we'll see what Corey Parker's got up his sleeve as far as my way of motivational speeches yeah. at halftime.
Well, it's kind of what we predicted. I mean, it seems that the team that, you know, Centauri is keying off of Porter Lee a little bit more than what we've seen other teams do. And we, you know, we saw that Porter Lee, he's been held to 3 points, but that leaves an opening for Shea and Braden Korpela to right. come out. And they both have, you know, 6 and 8 points respectively. You see Braden Korpela is leading with all rebounders with 5. Nobody else on the Aspen team has more than 1. And then you've got Klaunch on Centauri also with 5. Polzin with 2. And then a couple others here and there. There's been a couple of blocks. Both the Korpela brothers have a block apiece. We talk about, you know, Polzin. He came out in the first quarter, you're rushing over to the bench because he had a dislocated finger. I mean, you could tell that finger was just pointed the wrong way.
Yeah.
They've now taped it to his middle finger on his hand. And
that then, poor kid.
Yeah. Then got, you know, went to the ground on a hard foul, came out limping. he's gonna pay for it this game.
Yeah. 18-17 here at the half. Centauri with the lead here in the state championship game. To get you caught up on some other scores, the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals season came to an end in disappointing fashion. They lose to the Vanguard Coursers 44-30 in the third place game this afternoon at noon. You heard that game here on KMTS. Grand Valley with 8, 5, 9, and 8 in their respective quarters. Vanguard led by Haley Blanchard with 23 points. They get the win in the third place trophy. But Grand Valley finishes at 21-6. Congratulations on a great season for Scott Porter's girls. Meanwhile, in the girls' state championship game, prior to this one, Platte Valley, no surprise. They led by 30 at one point. And then the coach finally pulled off some of the starters, and they end up winning by 20, 70-50 over University. So congratulations to the Platte Valley Broncos winning the state championship. And we will crown a boys state champ in about 16 minutes or so.
Yeah, or so.
Yeah.
I have a feeling, you know, this is one of those games that I think is just, they're letting it play pretty physical. And so it's going to get more and more physical. It's going to get, you know, kids are going to get more and more frustrated on both sides of the ball. It could be a little exciting in
yes.
that respect coming up.
Well, we'll see what Coach Corey Parker has to say to his boys. They've historically, they come back strong in that second half. And Centauri being welcomed back to the court. Warm up for the second half by their fans, and there are a lot of them here, including the band. It's just a great atmosphere. You love it. Folks coming from a small town.
Well, here comes Aspen. wearing those number three T-shirts in honor of Lucas Lee losing his mom a couple weeks ago.
Well, it was good to catch up with Dr. Kurt Papenfuss, who visited with us. He came behind me and surprised me. I haven't seen him in a long time. And he was the team doctor and, of course, traveled with the team. His son, Andrew, great player for Steve Ketchum. And a teammate of Corey Parker's, went on to play at Santa Clara and did great things there, while Corey went to Drake and was an outstanding college football, baseball player. And Corey was the 3A player of the year in 2008, averaging about 21 points a game. And now his first year as a head coach. Well, coach, what do you say to your boys? It's anybody's ball game, just a 1 point deficit.
You know, I think one of the things you got to tell them is you got to tell them to keep your composure. You know, there's gonna be calls you don't agree with. There's gonna be calls that go against you or for you, that kind of thing. And I think especially, you know, there's certain players on this team that when things start to go against them that way, they get frustrated. They start getting a little chattier, and then you're gonna, you know, at that point you don't want to bring the refs into the game even more. And so I think that's one of the things you tell them. I think the other thing you tell them is you got to go out there and you got to match that intensity. We were talking about Centauri coming out there; they seem to be playing with a little bit more desperation, a little bit more fire than Aspen is right now. And I think you tell them you got to match that, you know, or you got to find another way to beat them. You know, there's a lot more fast breaks and that kind of thing on Centauri's end, and Aspen's playing their offense, but that has to result in points. It can't be these missed shots and you know, losing the ball in the paint kind of thing.
Yeah. So the Falcons will get the ball to start the second half. Sowards will inbound. Half court on the far side. Got the Corpulas in. Lucas Lee, Porter Lee, Godomski's original starting five for the Skiers. Here we go. Toss in to Chaz Holman. Holman to Baron Holman. Pass to Chaz. Oh, big time collision. No whistle between Godomski and Chaz Holman. I mean, they almost went head to head. That was wicked. Braden Corvilla to Godomski to Lucas Lee. Lucas trying to penetrate. Kicks it out to Braden Corvilla, left wing. Lobs it to Shea near half court. Asks for a pick. Gets one from Porter Lee. Goes right side. Picks up the dribble. Stops. Goes to Porter. Porter to Braden. Braden to Lucas Lee. He drives. Two defenders on him. Force up a shot and banks it in. Lucas Lee. Tough move. And Aspen reclaims the lead 19-18. Second, third quarter just underway. Drive by Chaz Holman. Lays it up with the left hand. Got it. Boy, they gave him an open lane. He went right to left. Nifty move. And it's another lead change. Centauri 20, Aspen 19. Braden Corpola near half court. Jab step. Between the leg dribble. Goes to Shea right wing. Lobs it down to Porter Lee. Bad pass for the last touched by the banged up.
And still limping Polson.
Peyton Polson, yeah. Shea Corpola baseline. Inbound, it goes into Lucas Lee. Back to Shea. Shea back to Lucas. Lays it up and in. Little passing game back and forth, and Lucas with the finish. 21-20 Aspen. Chaz Holman to Sowards. Sowards kicks it out. Drive by Mason Klosch. Loses the ball. Picked up as Shea Corpola fell to the floor. Gets up. He's limping. And he's really hobbling. Shea Corpola having trouble getting back to the other end of the court. Here's a pass and a shot put up by Lucas Lee. No good. Porter Lee falls to the floor, tripped over his teammate, and they call him for traveling. And Lucas, Porter fell on top of Lucas and helps him up. That's no way to travel. Shea Corpola is still in there trying to walk off that hard fall to the floor. He's still grimacing in pain.
Well, Claunch was driving the baseline. He lost the ball, but still his momentum carried him right into the chest of Shea Corpola, knocked him down to the floor hard.
Jazz Holman walks it up. 21-20 Aspen. Third quarter just underway. Pass right side. Sowers with a drive fake. Shoots. Missed it. Rebound. Who wants it? Who wants it? Shea Corpola comes up with it. Goes up to Godomsky. Godomsky stops. Kicks it out to Braden Corpola. Top of the key. Crossover dribble. Stops. Shoots from the free throw line. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Porter Lee. Back to the hoop. Fake. Shoots. Drew the foul. And Porter Lee to the line. That's the Porter Lee we're used to seeing.
Yeah. That's his first offensive rebound of the game. And that's what we need to see more of. Half of Porter Lee's points are off of putbacks and offensive rebounds.
21-20 Aspen, 5:49 left in the third. Porter Lee at the line. First free throw, rattles it in. He's got 4 points. Leighton Curtis in for Sowards for Centauri. 22-20 Aspen. Porter Lee dribbles once. Shoots, knocks it down. 23-20 Aspen. Jazz Holman, center court. Dribbles right side. Still dribbling between the legs. Drives, shoots off the glass and in the end. Jazz Holman's got a great first step that just freezes the defender. 23-22 Aspen. Braden Corpola to Shea Corpola, right wing. Shea, crossover dribble. Stops. Leaner. 10-footer good. Shea Corpola, great move. Shake and bake. Hung the defender out to dry. 25-22 Aspen. Jazz Holman. Baseline drive. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. Dribbled off his thigh. Good defense by Porter Lee. Porter will inbound. 3-point lead for the Skiers. Coming up in the 5-minute mark here in the third quarter. The state championship game. Braden Corpola brings it up slowly. Goes to Shea. Braden Bacon with the basket. Circles around. Shea's got it in the paint. Underhand pass to Lucas Lee. 15-foot baseline jumper. You betcha! Lucas Lee's got 6 points in this quarter. And it's 27-22 Aspen. Jazz Holman to Baron Holman. To Leighton Curtis. Curtis hands it off to Mason Claunch. Claunch going down low. Ball knocked away. And a steal ends up with Godomsky, who gets the loose ball, batted away by Lucas Lee. Godomsky goes to Shea Corpola. 5-point lead for the Skiers. Shea calls out a play. Right wing. He's back to the defender. Wants to make a move. Spin move. Lost the ball and a steal. Ends up in the hands of Baron Holman. A little sloppy. All alone for a three is Clutch. That's an air ball. Loose ball taken by Porter Lee. To Lucas Lee. To Braden Corpola. Shea is still hobbling a bit. Braden, offensive foul. Jazz Holman took the charge, and Braden Corpola picks up his second. And Shea Corpola coming out. He's holding his back.
Yeah. Like I said, he got run over. He got trucked, basically. I mean, Clutch is built like a linebacker, and he just ran him down. So when he hit the ground, I think he hit the small of his back on the floor. So that's what he's holding there.
27-22 Aspen, under 4 minutes to go in the third. Sergio Ruiz comes in for Shea Corpola. Here's Baron Holman. Forces up a shot, got it. Over Porter Lee, tough shot for Baron Holman. His first field goal of the second half. 27-24 Aspen. Braden Corpola, top of the key. Three-pointer off the dribble. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Curtis for Centauri. Curtis one-on-one with Ruiz. Right side to Claunch. Claunch hands it off to Colton Johnson. Here's Baron Holman. Holman in the corner near the baseline. Goes to Curtis. Curtis bounce pass. Drive by Mason Claunch. Puts up a shot high off the glass. He's fouled. You gotta be kidding me.
Wow.
That's not a charge?
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's kind of like in the NFL when I didn't know what a catch was there for a while. I'm not sure what a block or what a charge is anymore.
The call against Braden.
Yep.
His third now. And here comes Franceschi in. And Mason Plunch at the free throw line, and he misses. Chesky in for Braden Corbella. He'll sit probably the rest of the quarter with 3:15 to go. We'll see. He's got three fouls. Going to need him down stretch time. And Mason Plotch, second free throw. Got it. 27-25 Aspen. Ben Godowski brings it up. Crossover dribble. Still dribbling. Stops top of the key. Goes, ball tipped by Porter Lee, taken by Lucas Lee. Lucas picks it up, goes to Ruiz. Ruiz with a drive. Hands it off to Franceschi. Tommy goes to Ben Godowski. Godowski hands it off to Ruiz, right wing. Top of the key to Porter Lee. Lee backing up. Left wing to Lucas Lee. Lucas Lee with a drive. Pull-up jumper, off balance. He was fouled, drew the foul. The shot had no chance of going, but he drew the contact and gets himself to the free throw line.
Well, this is exactly what Aspen needs right now. They need Lucas Lee and Porter Lee to drive this offense with both the Corbella brothers sitting down. And even if it's from the free throw line, you know, force those shots, force them to make those fouls.
And Lucas Lee off the back of the iron, missed. Ruiz comes out, shake Corbella back in.
Still holding his back.
Yeah. He's going to tough through it. And Lucas Lee gets the bounce on the second free throw. 28-25 Aspen. 2:40 to go in the third. Driving is Colton Johnson. We got a timeout. Centauri. It's a full timeout. We'll take a break. 2:38 to go in the third in this state championship game. The Skiers lead the Centauri Falcons 28-25. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Hamilton Gymnasium, the University of Denver. We got a human mascot painted black and red and white, and running up and down the floor with Falcon banner.
And wearing a tutu and who knows what else.
28-25 Aspen, 2:38 to go in the third quarter in the state championship game. Skiers defending inbounds pass is going to be Shea Corbella defending the pass. Curtis inbounding far sideline. Goes into Chaz Holman. Whoa, contact there. Baron Holman fell to the floor. Plunge to Baron Holman. Holman drives, shoots, missed it, bricked it. They're going to call a foul. Are you kidding me? The shot was blocked by the backboard.
Calling
it Shea Corbella. Yep. His first. Team foul number three. And
13th foul on the Steers.
Baron Holman at the line. Knocks down the first one.
He's 3 for 3. Has a very sideways stance.
Yeah, a little staggered. Second free throw is perfect. 4 for 4. It's 28-27 Skiers. This classic state championship. Godomski pass to Porter Lee, loses it. Steal by Mason Plotch, who hands it off to Chaz Holman. Plotch has it, hands it off to Baron Holman. Holman goes to Curtis. Curtis bounce pass to Plotch. It's Chaz Holman, top of the key. Oh, he carried it, got away with it. Mason Plotch, pass down low, picked off by Porter Lee. Up the court to Franceschi. Goes back court to Godomski. Here's Shea Corbella, right wing. Lobs it down to Lucas Lee. Near the block. Top of the key to Porter Lee. Porter drives. Scoop shot with the left hand. Rolls in and out. Gets a putback. No. Gets the rebound again. Back to the hoop. Got it. The foul. You betcha. Mr. Determination, Porter Lee, would not be denied. His first basket since early in the first quarter. A chance for a three-point play.
That's the hard work we've seen Porter Lee do this entire postseason.
Coach Corey Parker talking to Ben Godowski. Sowers in for Chaz Holman. Oh, no, that's Jim replacing Curtis. Porter Lee at the line for a three-point play. So Jim goes quiet. You betcha. Knocks it down. 31-27, Skiers, a minute 30 to go in the third quarter. Jazz Holman calls out a play at the circle, met there by Godomsky. Bounce pass to Mason Klotch. Three-pointer from Baron Holman, doesn't go. Rebound controlled by the Falcons. So 12-foot jumper by Klotch. No, he's going to kick it out to Sowards. There's a drive by Baron Holman, gets cut off by Porter Lee. Peyton Polson, Jazz Holman. Holman to Mason Klotch, left wing to Sowards. Sowards underhands it to Baron Holman. Baseline drive, forced his way in. Offensive foul.
Better call that. Yep.
Yes.
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 I was
going
to say that better be an offensive foul.
Thank you.
Baron lowered his shoulder and pushed off to get separation on that.
And that's his first foul. And banned in the student section. Centauri voicing their displeasure. 31-27 Skiers. 55 seconds left in the third. Shea Corpola, right wing. Shea going down to Peyton, or Porter Lee, picked off by Chaz Holman. Holman, crossover dribble, two defenders, offensive foul? No. What?
Called a foul on, I guess they were called it on Porter Lee.
Porter Lee, that's his third. Braden Corpola is checking back in. So a three, player with three fouls, replacing one with three. 41 seconds left. They go into Baron Holman. Oh, no. Lucas Lee is hurt. He is holding his right shoulder.
He's got a stinger or a dislocation.
Oh,
I've seen that before. See how the right hand is, the right arm is kind of dead?
Yes, immediately. The Centauri trainer coming out showing his concern, and now the Aspen trainer checking on Lucas. Oh, man.
That's either a stinger.
His right arm's just hanging dead there.
Yep.
Oh boy.
As a sufferer of 37 complete dislocations during football, I know exactly what that looks like.
7 points for Lucas Lee. What a third quarter for him, but he's out now. That shoulder injury. 31-27 Aspen. Barrett, Braden Corpola. Godomsky has it. Left wing. Goes to Ruiz. Ruiz dribbles a couple times. Scanning the D. Now goes to Franceschi, backing up, goes to Shea Corpola. Long shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Peyton Polson. Pulls in the Mason Klotch. 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Three-pointer at the buzzer. No good. No foul. That's the end of the third quarter. Aspen 31, Centauri 27. 8 minutes to decide the 2022 state champion. This is KMTS. And we're back to Hamilton Gymnasium. The University of Denver go to the fourth quarter to decide the state championship. Aspen on top of the Centauri Falcons, 31-27. The concern, Lucas Lee out with what appears to be a pretty bad shoulder injury. I'm not sure if there was contact somewhere away from the ball. We didn't see it, but he just came up hobbling, nursing that right arm. Godomsky has the ball for the Skiers. Dribbles right side. Crossover dribble. Backs up near the circle. Right wing to Shea Corpola. Corpola to Franceschi, 18-footer. You betcha, Tommy F. Atta kid. 33-27. Aspen. Sowards. Here's a drive by Klotch. Here's a shot put up underneath the basket, knocked away. Loose ball taken by Braden Corpola to Shea. Shea, slam dunk! You betcha! Braden to Shea for the slam. After they forced Baron Holman with a bad shot and a timeout called by Coach Mortensen for the Centauri Falcons. Braden to Shea, bad back and all.
Yep.
Looked over his shoulder and said, I'm throwing this sucker down.
Yeah.
Two-hand flush.
Well, and didn't try to get fancy, didn't try to do a windmill or anything like that.
35-27 Aspen. And it's a quick momentum changer, and Coach Mortensen will keep it here. Call for that timeout to sit his boys down and talk to him.
Good to see Franceschi getting a basket in there. Don't see a whole lot of offense from him.
No.
You did hear the student section, you know, yelling out, he's a freshman. He's a freshman. So good to see him getting some love from his classmates.
35-27 Aspen, 7:17 to go in the ball game. Again, the University, or Platte Valley Broncos beat University 70-50 for the girls 3A state championship. Grand Valley lost in the third place game to Vanguard 44-30. Been a fun weekend. Well, I'll be ready to go home.
Sleep
my own bed after this one.
4 days in a hotel, that's enough.
Sowards inbounding. Goes backcourt to Jazz Holman. One-on-one with Godomsky. Ben stays with him. Long pass to Baron Holman. To Sowards, left wing. Sowards underhands it to Jazz Holman. Holman, double team. Forced up a shot. Took an extra step.
He traveled.
Yes, sir.
Go.
Good defense. By Aspen, forced to travel. Braden Corpley inbounding to Godomsky, back to Braden. He'll trot it up. Those wispy bangs bouncing up and down. Braden, crossover dribble, flips it over to Godomsky, left wing. Goes to Shea Corpley, right wing. Near the post, actually. Gets a pick. Now picks up his dribble. Bounce pass underneath. Lays it up and in.
Man, what a pass by Shea Corpley. Just threading the needle there, getting it to Braden.
To Braden for the easy bank shot. 37-27. Pass down low, picked off by Braden Corpley. Just plucked out of the air, and he's fouled by Peyton Polson. Shea to Braden for that bucket. That was pretty. Braden did not score in that third quarter.
Well, he sat most of it out with in foul trouble.
Braden with three. Porter Lee with three. 6:25. Yeah. 37-27. Aspen, their biggest lead of the night. Braden Corpley brings it up. Braden one-on-one with Clonch. Now Baron Holman. His pass intended for Shea Corpley knocked away, but a foul's going to be called on Mason Clonch, who shows his displeasure, as do the Centauri fans. If they had rotten vegetables, they'd be throwing it on the court.
They would. I predict these refs, as soon as this game is over, they are going to disappear faster than anyone we've ever seen.
See ya, out of here.
They're just gone.
Lob pass backcourt to Godomsky. He's going to take as much time as possible. Brings it up. Goes to Braden Corpley, right wing. Braden goes to
Lucas Lee.
Lee is back in. How about that young man?
And you can see the grimace on his face.
Shea Corpley with a drive. Shot. Missed it. He thought he was fouled. He fell to the floor, and he's getting up slow. He's laying down. He's rolling the floor in pain. Shot put up, block, and a foul's going to be called against Lucas Lee. And Shea still on his knees at the other end of the floor, holding his left knee. He's still appealing the non-call.
Yeah, hold his left knee.
And Coach Corey Parker out to check on his talented senior, along with a trainer. Braden showing concern about his brother. And Shea Corpley did that leaner at the baseline and hit the floor and then rolled over. Shea being helped to his feet and walking off on his own power. And exhorting his teammates, let's go, let's pick it up. 5:43 to go in the game. 10-point lead for the Skiers. Free throws for Baron Holman. He'll shoot two.
And Ruiz has come in to replace Shea.
Who was guilty of the foul? Didn't see it. I was worried about Shea.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
Baron Holman's first free throw. Good. Holman last night, and again, 9 for 10 from the line.
Well, he's 5 for 5 so far.
Second free throw, 6 for 6. 37-29 Skiers, 5:40 to go in the game. Braden Corpley brings it up. Met there by Clonch. Braden left wing to Godomsky. Nadomski dribbles a couple times, hands it off to Braden Korblo. Off his hand, it's going to be over and back. Whoop. Unforced error there.
Yep.
Need to settle down here.
Some of Aspen's momentum is slipping away in this fourth quarter.
After that slam dunk, Shea Korblo is going to check in for Franceschi.
The crowd booing him a little bit.
Pass backcourt to Chaz Holman. 37-29 Skiers. 5:20 to go in the ballgame. Chaz Holman right wing to Klontz. Klontz to Sowards. Sowards picks it up. Left wing is passed. Knocked out of bounds by the quick hands of Shea Korblo. Sowards will inbound in front of the Centauri bench. Goes into Chaz Holman. Holman hands it off to Klontz. Klontz with a drive. Shot with the right hand. They got a foul.
He'll be shooting.
He's going to shoot two. Ruiz picks up his third. 37-29. First free throw is no good. Spins off the rim and out. Clutch. Is 1-for-3 from the line.
And Porter Lee checking back in. I figured he'd be coming back in.
Need your studs in for crunch time.
Yep.
Clutch, second free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Porter Lee. Felt Clutch coming from behind to try and swipe it. He took it away. Here's Braden Korblo. Under 5 minutes to go. 37-29 Skiers. Braden goes to Shea. Ball picked out of the air by Klontz. Klontz to Sowards for three all alone. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Braden Korblo. Ball knocked away and saved, but into the hands of Godomski, who gets it to Braden Korblo. Now we got a timeout called by Coach Corey Parker and the Aspen Skiers. He says, all right, it's getting a little out of control. Let's reel it in a little bit. A full timeout. We'll take a break. 4:38 to go in the ballgame in the state championship. Aspen leading Centauri, 37-29. This is KMTS. Back to Hamilton Gym at the University of Denver. State championship. Aspen Skiers leading the Centauri Falcons, 37-29, with 4:38 to go in the ballgame. Both teams have players that are banged up, hurting, but fighting through the pain to finish strong and get the big prize. Lucas Lee, who's hurt, into Braden Korblo. He'll walk it up, taking his time. Met there by Chaz Holman. Korblo goes right wing to Godomski. Top of the key to Porter Lee. He gets doubled immediately. Goes to Braden Korblo. Cross court to Shea Korblo. Down low to Lucas Lee. Lays it up and in! Wide open! Lucas Lee! That eases the pain a little bit. 39-29 Skiers. Drive by Baron Holman. Oh, he took an extra step, got away with it. Here's a shot and a foul. Mason Klontz with the bucket and the harm. And Porter Lee picks up number four. Are they saying five? He fouled out.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. That's huge. With 4:08 to go, Porter Lee fouls out at the 4:08 mark. Franceschi taking his place, and Klontz with the free throw makes it a three-point play. 39-32 Aspen coming up on the four-minute mark of the game. Braden Korblo, crossover dribble between the legs, met there by Klontz, who slips. Korblo's got it left wing, top of the key to Franceschi, goes to Godomski right wing. Godomski picks it up, goes to Braden Korblo. Shea's open in the far corner. Braden near half court. Dribble a lot, picks up the ball, goes to Godomski, almost has it knocked away. Godomski, right wing, hands it back to Franceschi. Back to Godomski, right wing. Jump pass to Lucas Lee, cross court to Shea Korblo. And Aspen taking the air on the ball here, waiting for the perfect shot. Franceschi to Godomski, lays it up, got it, it rolls in! Ben Godomski with his first basket, and it's a huge one as they took almost a minute off the clock. 41-32 Aspen. Baron Holman backs up, fakes the three. Braden Korpela in his face. Here's Leighton Curtis, left wing. Oh, they got a foul. It's going to be called against Franceschi. And it's a one and one now.
See, we,
for Mason Clunch.
We call that an ole. Clunch likes to put his shoulder down and drive into the defender. And Franceschi basically just moved to the side and let him fall down.
Yeah.
And then call him
first
for the
free
foul.
Throw. No good. Rebound taken by Braden Korpela. Clutches that ball with everything he's worth. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. 41-32 Aspen. Braden Korpela gets it across. Goes to Shea Korpela. Right wing, and a foul is going to be called against Baron Holman, who thought he had a clean steal and a breakaway layup. And now it's going to be one and one for Shea Korpela. And this is crunch time. A 9-point lead. Chance to stretch it to 11. If Shea can hit these free throws. He's one for four.
The Centauri crowd is just silent.
First free throw. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken by Polson. Boy, that's a big miss. 9-point lead for the Skiers. Chaz Holman, top of the key. Holman pivots, goes right wing to number 12, Clunch. Clunch one-on-one with Franceschi. Stops, kicks it out to Baron Holman for three. That's off the mark. Got it, though. He buried it. Baron Holman from downtown. Oh, that cuts the Skiers' lead to six and a timeout call. The angle was right in front of me. I thought, there's no way that's going to go. And it got enough spin on it and buried it. Baron Holman with a big three-pointer and a 30-second timeout. No, it's a full time, but we'll take a break. 2:27 to go in the game. 41-35 Aspen. This is KMTS. 2 minutes, 27 seconds remaining in the state championship game. The Aspen Skiers clinging to a 41-35 lead. Had a 9-point lead. Baron Holman trimmed it by three with that downtown shot. His second three of the night. Hit from about 22 feet. Lucas Lee banged up. He's out there playing tough and gritty. Shea Korpela, sore back. He's limping a little bit. But they're going to grit their teeth and fight through the pain for the last 2 minutes and 27 seconds. Lucas Lee inbounding against the Falcon press at the baseline. Here we go. Got to get smart with the ball. It goes to Braden Korpela. Braden looking up the floor. Guarded there by Polson. Gets past him easily. Circles around. It's going to kill some time here. Braden, one-on-one with Baron Holman. Holman really giving him a lot of trouble there. And Shea Korpela fouled by Peyton Polson. And that'll be one-and-one. Each team with eight fouls. And Shea's got to hit these.
Yeah, he's got to hit this first one.
Shea toes the line, dribbles a couple times, takes aim, takes a breath, boom, got it. Oh, the nerves. 42-35, Aspen.
I know I'm feeling it.
Braden Korpela and Lucas Lee back playing defense. Shea's second free throw, perfect. Bullseye, 43-35, Aspen. Coming up on the 2-minute mark. Chaz Holman brings it up, one-on-one with Godomsky, gets past him, stops, hands it off to Baron Holman, another three-pointer, same spot, missed it, fell to the floor, did a flop, hoping to get a foul, rebound taken by Shea Korpela, and he's fouled by Baron Holman. Minute 57 to go, oh my.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an acting job.
Yeah,
there was somebody in his face, but they didn't make contact until he kind of fell down to make it look like it. But
trying to sell it, can't blame him.
Yep.
State championship,
yeah,
do all you can.
Pull out all your tricks.
He did the LeBron flop. 43-35, Shea Coleman back to the line. The ninth team foul. And Shea takes aim. Making a 10-point lead. Or, sorry, 9-point lead, 44-35. And Shea has now hit the last three. And this one for a 10-point lead. Bullseye calmly buries it. A 10-point lead for the Skiers. A minute 56 to go. Up the court comes Chaz Holman. goes to Curtis. Curtis to Clutch. Clutch to Jazz Holman. Baron Holman, baseline, fake, shoots, missed, and he's fouled.
How is that a block? They called a blocking foul.
Shea Corbella picks up his second.
I mean, he's planted. He's standing there. He's got his arms crossed in front of him like he's watching a parade.
And he wants to know. He's getting an explanation, not to his satisfaction, from the ref. He's right in his ear. Got his arm around him saying, that's the way I saw it. Baron Holman at the line. And he's still perfect at the line. Returning to lineup number 46, Aspen. Baron Holman, second free throw. Perfect. That guy's money. They bounce past to Braden Corpola, gets the full court press. One-on-one with Clutch. Goes behind the back, gets it across the line. Getting bumped there, a lot of contact. Still more contact in the corner, and what are they going to call? Timeout. Coach Corey Parker says he's in trouble. Minute 31 to go. The Skiers lead by 8. It's a 30-second timeout. Oh my!
I hate to harp on an officiating issue because I know you know we're an officiating shortage and all that good stuff. But I'm gonna call my friend Anthony up in Oregon. He refs basketball, and I'm gonna ask him please define for me a charge versus a blocking foul, because I'm just at this point don't know what it, I don't know the difference anymore, because I thought I did and clearly I don't. They're seeing something different than I am, and I want to know what that is. But yeah, it's just, and it seems to be almost opportunistic even. I'm not gonna make that accusation, but man, oh, it's got to be frustrating.
Yeah. Lucas Lee, such a gutsy performance tonight. We'll inbound the ball. The far sideline, pulls him in his grill, as close as he can get to guard that inbounds pass. And Shea Corpola and Baron Holman trading elbows, and the ref didn't call a foul, but he's giving a warning.
Yeah.
Holman and Shea Corpola kind of bumping each other, getting ready for the inbounds pass.
They're trying to get lined up in a starting position.
Yeah.
And Holman comes over and you know, basically is shoving him out of the way.
And the ref says, all right, enough of that nonsense. Lucas Lee will lob it in to Braden Corpola, who leaps for the ball. Braden's got it. Braden near half court. And oh, boy, does he get clobbered. Coming up to bump him, Chaz Holman, who fell to the floor acting like he was fouled. And now there's words being exchanged. And the ref's getting in between the players.
Well, Baron Holman came over and chest bumped and shoved Braden Corpola after the play.
And Braden, this is two shots. Is it double bonus? No, I guess it says 19 fouls.
You can zero, I think.
He was the one out
here. What's that? Zero is out here.
Red. Zero?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Red zero. Are we at 10 or is that 9? That's 10?
It is okay. Yeah, they're clarifying. Good to have a court mic in the right spot, right?
They're leaning right over it. They're just talking
eavesdropping there. But
you're gonna have to do that from now on,
right?
I mean,
exactly. So double bonus for Braden Corpola. 45-37 Aspen. First free throw. Money.
Well, this is what I was afraid of. I was telling you, you know, at halftime, this is going to get ugly. I mean, there's so much riding on this game, and both teams know it. And it's going to come down to who keeps their composure longer.
Braden Corpola, second free throw. In and out, off the rim. 9-point lead for the Skiers. A minute 20 to go in the game. Curtis to Baron Holman. Holman, the three-point threat. Bounce pass off the knees of Braden Corpola in the hands of Sowards. Here's Baron Holman way downtown, off the rim, no good. Rebound putback, Sowards, ball's loose, still with a shot put up. No good by Clutch. Now we got a foul, going back the other way. As Shea Corpola fouled, and we'll walk back the other way. A minute 3 left.
Oh my goodness.
I'm seeing a big first place trophy
for
the Aspen Skiers. Shea Corpola at the line.
Well, and this
double
is what,
bonus.
This is what you want for a state championship, you know, game. You want it to be a slugfest. You want you want both sides to be angry. I mean, it wouldn't be a good game if it was if it wasn't that way.
Baron Holman looking frustrated, hands on his hips, back to the other end, playing D. Shea Corpola at the line. Lucas Lee at the line.
Yeah, they just corrected it. They had Shea at the line, but they said, no, number three needs to come in.
And Lucas got that right hand taped up.
Well, and his right shoulder was the one that was hurting him.
First free throw. You betcha. Oh. How about it, Lucas Lee? Atta kid. Makes it a 10-point lead.
Gotta love the heart. He says, this is going to hurt, and I know it, but I'm going to hit the shot anyway.
Lee trying to make it an 11-point lead, and it's short off the rim. No good. Rebound pulls him. 10-point lead. Under a minute to go. Drive by Baron Holman. They're all stripped by Godomsky. And Godomsky fouled to stop the clock. And the Falcon senses this one's over. Well, Aspen, better plan a little parade for these boys.
Somebody get on the phone tree.
Plan a parade down Main Street or Galena. The Aspen boys are going to come home champions. 10-point lead, and Ben Godomsky with a great strip down here at the other end will shoot two.
Well, this is going to be their 27th win.
First free throw rolls in with the friendly roll. Godomsky with 3 points. 11-point lead, 54 seconds left. Godomsky's second free throw, bullseye. Jazz Holman, Baron Holman. Holman with the drive, stops at the free throw line, goes to Sowards. Sowards head fake, hands it off to Holman, launches a prayer, three-pointer in the hands of Franceschi to Lucas Lee, up the court to Godomsky. And now what?
Uh-oh. We got a foul away from the ball after
Lucas Lee. Oh, that poor kid. He ends up, I was like, where's Lucas? He's sitting almost under the other table on the other side. Lucas hobbling to the line.
It's a push foul on Chaz Holman. And after he tossed the ball, he got shoved into the table. He's going to shoot two more.
And Lucas Lee almost needed a walker to get to the line. His first free throw off the back of the iron. Back in 39 seconds left. 49-37, Skiers. Lucas Lee, second free throw. You betcha. What a courageous performance. Chaz Holman, three-pointer, top of the key. Got it. Time is called timeout. It cuts the lead to 10 with 31 seconds left. It's a 30-second timeout. Boy, Aspen outscored Centauri 14-9 in that third quarter. And again, everyone contributing to this eventual victory. When you got Shea Corpola banged up, he gets in, or Braden gets in foul trouble. He's got to sit for a while. Franceschi comes in. Godomsky plays great defense, gets some key steals. Porter Lee fouls out. Everyone picking it up.
Yeah, and then Lucas Lee turns it on. I mean, he had no score until about the third quarter, and now he's got 11 points. And it's going to be a team victory. Every single one of them is going to have something to say about it.
Franceschi inbounding at the baseline. 10-point lead for the Skiers. 31 seconds left. Falcons with the press, goes into Braden Corpola. He gets mugged. Driven out of bounds there by Chaz Holman. And Braden Corpola saying, is there anything, is it an intentional foul?
Is there a flagrant in high school football? Because this is just, they're just playing football at this point.
There is a flagrant. They call it once in a while. So Braden Corpola at the line for two shots. Both team in the double bonus. Braden off the back of the iron. That looked a little tired.
Yeah.
Can't blame him. What a run it's been. Braden's second attempt is no good. Spins out. 10-point lead, 27 seconds. Here's Curtis for three. Desperation shot doesn't go. Sowards gets the ball back, puts up a shot, blocked by Braden Korpela. And then out of bounds. Braden with the denial. Have a facial. And the Falcons fans starting to head for the exits. Pass up the court to Braden Korpela. Half court gets bumped from behind. Almost an intentional. Baron Holman picks up the foul. It's his fourth. 15 seconds left. The countdown is on.
This is the longest 1 minute end of the game.
Yeah. Braden Korpela missed the last two. I'd like to add to his totals. And boy, it just spins off the rim.
Baron Holman coming Holman out of the game.
Yep. He gets a nice hug from Lucas Lee, also wearing number three. Second free throw is no good.
Wow.
And Braden's missed the last four. 12 seconds. Three-pointer by Chaz Holman off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Lucas Lee. And Lucas Lee, that right shoulder hurting again. He came down with a board and grimacing in pain. 6 seconds left.
Yeah, if that shoulder injury was anything like mine, any time you got to raise your arm up above your head, and here he's trying to throw the ball back in, and you can tell as soon as it gets above his shoulder, that grimace on his face.
Lucas Lee, first free throw. Shio missed. He's going to get the roll.
Lucas does a little... the little high fives to the two teammates that aren't there. They're all behind him. Your muscle memory.
6.8 seconds left. And Braden Korpela looking over at the Centauri fans and tapping his ring finger. They know it's in the bag. Second free throw is no good. Well, the free throw shooting has been atrocious, but who cares? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ball thrown out of bounds. 4/10 of a second. Aspen can start celebrating. Kodovsky inbounding for the last time. Hands it to Shea Court to Lucas Lee, and they celebrate. They're jumping up and down center court. The Aspen Skiers are the state champions of 2022. 27-0. Coach Corey Parker being embraced by his assistants. 50-40, Aspen. The 2022 state champions bringing it home to the Western Slope. Incredible. They're all gathered around. One last little chant. And now handshakes and hugs to the Centauri Falcons as they congratulate one another. The Falcons dejected, obviously, but what a gutsy performance by them. But the Skiers were up to the task in the second half. Trailing 18-17, came back strong in that second half. And they're about to hand the Skiers the state championship banner and the hardware. First, the second place trophy to the Centauri Falcons. There's Braden Korpela, Porter Lee. And there's the championship trophy being lifted.
And the commissioner comes over and says, no, you don't get that yet. I have to hand it to you.
It's a,
he took it back from him.
To the Falcons of Centauri.
Centauri gets the second place trophy. Aspen Skiers complete an incredible season. One for the ages.
Man, did Centauri play hard, though.
Yes, they did.
their come from behind victory over St. Mary's yesterday. Come out here.
Steers,
Aspen High School, bringing it home to the Western Slope. State champions. Posing for pictures, celebrating, enjoying this moment. Savor it, soak it in. Now going over to the Aspen student section to enjoy it with their classmates. How good does this feel for Lucas Lee and the Lee family? Certainly doesn't ease the pain of losing your mom and your wife. But again, it's like a little salve in the wound.
Having your team rally around you and taking it all the way. Yep.
Well, Keith, all the years Jack and I worked together, never had a state championship basketball game. You're 2-0, dude. Football and basketball.
I might be your lucky charm, but I'm not giving you a toe or a foot or anything. We'll chalk it up to beginner's luck for sure.
Yeah. 50-40, the final score. The Aspen Steers, your state champions over the Centauri Falcons. We'll take a timeout and see if I can work my way down to the floor and talk to some of the winners. This is KMTS. He was kind enough to, and you know, he wanted to talk, and I. And we're back. All right, we're back to Hamilton Gymnasium, where the Aspen Skiers celebrate a state championship. And joining me is Lucas Lee. Lucas, the words I have for you are courageous, determined. You're playing through a lot of pain, but right now you're not feeling it. Just the sweet taste of victory.
Oh, it's so awesome. I mean, I've been battling different injuries, my mom, and I had to play. I had a play, and this is what it's all about. We've been working for it for so damn long. I'm so happy right now.
Lucas, talk about your teammates. And, you know, like, during the postseason, Porter Lee picked it up for everybody when Shea or Braden got into foul trouble or maybe struggling to score. Porter picked it up. Someone stepped up every night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been our thing. We really are 12 guys deep. The playoffs, we've only been playing about 7 or 8 guys, but all 7 or 8 guys can go out and get you 10 points whenever they want. So, I mean, you shut down the Corpulas, you still have to deal with Porter, and that's a lot. And then when you shut down Porter, you've got the Corpulas, there's not much you can do. So.
Yeah, and you got guys like Lucas Lee.
That too. I chip in once in a while.
No, more than once in a while. You're an inspiration, I know, to your teammates, to the community, and boy, hats off to you. Congratulations. What a great win. What does this mean for you and the community?
I just wanted to do it for my mom. That's really what it means for me. The community, I mean, Aspen's never won a state title. Corey, he never told us about the 2009-2010 team that went 26-0, made it and then lost. So, and they actually lost by 10, I think. So we won by 10. So.
And Coach K was listening from Texas and cheering you guys on.
Hell yeah. I went to a couple Coach K camps growing up, and I played baseball with his boys. So that's really cool.
Lucas, enjoy this. Have a great just enjoy this, savor it, soak it in, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All the best to you. Thank you. Lucas Lee with a great performance, 11 points tonight for Lucas as they beat the Centauri Falcons 50-40. And Lucas over there let's see if I can get Shade to talk to me. Still got me? Okay, all right. Make my way over to Shea Corpulet. Shea, you got a minute? All kinds of hugs and high fives. Got to get a little closer. Trying to get Shea over here. You got me? Keith? Okay, we're good. Okay. Shea, I talked to Lucas, and the words I use to describe this team and the postseason performance was guts, determination, courage. Would you agree?
I would agree 100%. I mean, we gave everything we got. We were fighting for our teammates. We have a full heart right now. And with full heart, clear eyes, we can't lose.
That's all we had to do.
And Lucas gives a great performance and courageous throughout the postseason with the loss of his mom, and you guys kind of rallied together.
Yep, I mean, we needed to win it for her, for Lucas. We had to come out every game, come out strong. If we lose, it just hurts Lucas so much. So we had to do everything for him. We had to do everything for our team. We weren't going to lose. I knew it.
Lucas comes out with a banged-up shoulder. You got a little banged up. You're hobbling along, but I said, when I'm calling the game, I'm saying, there's no way he's coming out.
Yes, sir. I mean, last high school game of my career, last high school game of all of our seniors' career, Lucas, we can't just sit on the bench the rest of the game. We had to fight. We all five starters finished it out except for Porter because he fouled out. So I'm so glad with the work all my teammates put in. I'm so proud of each other, and we did it.
I said, you know, the city of Aspen needs to block off Main Street and have a parade for you guys. That is a special, special moment. State champions. How's that feel?
I mean, it feels amazing. It's the first state championship in school history. We made history. We did it. That's all. I'm so excited. There should be a parade right away.
Congratulations, Shay.
Thank you so much.
All the best. Coach Corey Parker, see if we can get Coach Corey. Fifty to 40, the final score. Aspen over the Centauri Falcons. And 16 points for Shea Corpola. And Corey talking to some friends, savoring the moment. Yeah. Coach, you got a sec? Corey Parker's going to join us before we wrap it up. Coach, fantastic. Congratulations. So amazing. You know, before the game, coming from behind to surprise me was Dr. Papadopoulos and Andrew here to watch the game. And I got to talk to them a little bit and kind of relive the old days. Yeah. And, boy, you gave them something to cheer about. And Coach K, listen, back in Houston, congratulations. You did it. State champions.
Thank you. Thank you. These boys have worked so incredibly hard the past almost 10 years. And they deserve every single minute of this celebration. They're such a special group of boys, and both on the court and off the court, how much heart we have, and just how much growth we had this entire season has been a privilege to be a part of. And I'm just so thankful for these group. I'm thankful for what Alex and I have built over the past 6 years. It's just incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, you use heart. The other words I use, courage, guts, determination, is what it took to get through this tough postseason.
Yeah, grit. Grit and resiliency. I mean, that's not the prettiest game that we just won. And I think that was something that we continued to challenge ourselves with this entire year, was that resiliency aspect of it, that grit part of it, that toughness. We recognized that might be something that would challenge us later in the year. And I think every single game we continue to get better in that department. And we just displayed it both last night and tonight.
One thing I noticed, Keith and I both noticed, you weren't afraid to sit some of your stars, Braden, Shea, when they got in foul trouble or when they were struggling, and you trust your backups, and that's rare.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, that's the special part of having 10 seniors, but I trusted a freshman to get a lot of those minutes, and he had some stellar defensive possessions and got extremely active and some important rebounds for us. Tommy Franceschi is going to be a special basketball player in the next 3 years. And then that's what we do, is like we trusted our team the entire year. Sometimes it's just dependent on the game and the rhythm of it. Sometimes we went to them earlier, sometimes we didn't, but we're a deep team, and that's what got us this championship. It was a team effort.
Coach, you're getting a ring, man. It's so special.
It is special. We're making history at Aspen High School, and these boys will be talked about for years and years.
Absolutely. 27-0, congratulations. It's been a pleasure calling your games in the postseason, and, man, I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. We appreciate what you guys are doing. I think it's important to get Aspen basketball on the map, and yeah. I think we're leaving a mark.
I'm calling the city of Aspen to say, put on a parade next week.
Yes, yes, I think they're celebrating right now. I think a lot of people have been supporting us back home. We're going to go celebrate with them shortly.
All right. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you so much.
Coach Corey Parker, winning coach, state champions, the Aspen Skiers, 27-0. They beat the Centauri Falcons 50-40. We'll be back after this four-minute timeout as I make my way back up to the table for one last time. This is KMTS. And we're back, wrapping things up from Hamilton Gymnasium. The Aspen Skiers claim the 3A state championship with a 50-40 win over the Centauri Falcons. Oh, my, heroes abound for the Aspen Skiers. 16 points from Shea Corpola, 4 from Ben Godomsky, And that doesn't tell the story of his performance and his contribution all season long in the postseason. Great defender. He was a real pest. He got some steals and scores 4 points. Lucas Lee, courageous performance again, 11 points, playing with that banged-up shoulder. 8 from Porter Lee, 9 from Braden Korpla, and Tommy Franceschi with 2 points. As you heard Coach Corey Parker say, Tommy's going to be a special player. Just a freshman. Just a freshman.
Yeah, he's a freshman. As the student section was chanting.
Yeah, it was a thank you to Lucas Lee for joining us for the post-game interview, and Coach Corey Parker and Shea Korpela. That was really special. I just feel blessed to be able to call a state championship. First one.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. I've been to called state championship games, but never a winner. And I'm feeling good.
Yeah, you're pumped.
What do you got for final numbers?
Yeah, some stats to share. We got, you know, as you were talking about we've already covered the scores and everything, but Porter Lee, even though he fouled out, he had seven rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Braden Korpela, kind of the all-around player there, he had eight rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 blocks to go with his 9 points as well. For Centauri, the leader was Klontz, who had six rebounds, Polzin, who had 4, and Sowards, who had 3. The big thing there is really just, you know, offensive rebounds. You look at Centauri, they only had 3. Aspen had 6. So, I mean, just keeping those drives alive, keeping that, you know, that second opportunity to take that shot again.
Right.
Several of those, half of those were Porter Lee's. And so, you know, it's just really cool to see. And it looked like they, you know, their percentage from the free throw line really took a dip there at the end during garbage time, where they were getting fouled every.
And they looked
every
tired.
2 seconds, and
those were
exhausted.
Those were fatigue free throws.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, they were probably 12 for 15 from the line before that.
Basketball probably felt like a medicine ball. It was like,
right.
I can't get it up there.
Right. So I mean, it was pretty good from the free throw line up until that point. Then it, you know, got a little away from them. You know, but you could kind of tell the game was wrapping up and was going to be over at that point. So yeah, it was just a great showing, you know, just an awesome experience, and to see them fight through so much, you know, having somebody who got put out of my chosen sport because of shoulder injuries. Boy, as soon as I saw Lucas Lee, the way he reacted, and I think he was just reaching out to get a, you know, to try to break up that pass.
Yeah.
But when you reach out and you get that stinger or that dislocation or whatever, that can be such a nagging pain. So for him to come back and fight through that, boy, that's mad respect for him. Right there.
Talking to him before we went on the air, he said, I said, you hurt? And he goes, oh, yeah, I'm in a lot of pain, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
He won't be able to scratch his head with
right.
his right arm tomorrow, I guarantee you.
There's
He's
going
to need to put it in a sling.
Fans and parents still lingering on the floor, enjoying the moments. Well, soak it in. This is a very special night to the Aspen Skiers. Bring home the big trophy for the Western Slope and for the city of Aspen, 50-40.
And to do it in such a defining fashion. I mean, 27-0. There's no asterisks there. There's going to be no question whether or not this was the team in the state of Colorado to beat, and no one could. No one could. And that's incredible to say.
As Coach Parker said, that they're going to remember this team for many, many years to come. Remember
Absolutely.
That 2022 team?
Like we were here and the 2010 team was coming in and talking to us on the radio. Can you imagine 10 years from now, it's going to be the Korpela brothers showing up supporting.
And that's the way it is with sports and the lore and the stories you tell and that you share in the ensuing years. We still talk to this day about the 2008 Glenwood Demons football team.
Yeah.
They were so special, going 14-0 and winning it all. And this Aspen Skiers team will be talked about for years to come. I'll be in my rocker. I'll go, I remember back in 22, them skiers, they were good boys.
You'll be telling those stories over a piece of pie at Perkins.
That's right. Okay, we'll save the Perkins jokes for later. We ate at Perkins one of the nights. Oh, well, Keith, it's been a joy. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun.
You know, we called some stinkers, and I said, just bide your time. It'll pay off. We'll get to call some fun games, and we certainly did. We want to thank all the teams that we covered. Glenwood, of course, Rifle, Aspen, Basalts, Grand Valley, of course,
Didn't get to do any Roaring Fork games this year, but normally we do. This is a moment that the Western Slope can share. Say, hey, we're for real.
Absolutely.
On the other side of the divide, we can play some ball.
Absolutely. And even with the Grand Valley, even though they lost the consolation game, they're still, you know, top four team, you know, in the state. I mean, that's nothing to balk at.
Nope, not at all. As Grand Valley lost the third place game 44-30, but they finished 21-6 in a great year for Coach Scott Parker's Lady Cardinals. But it's tonight's the night for the Aspen Skiers, hoisting the first-place trophy, state champions for 2022, beating Centauri 50-40. I want to thank our sponsors, Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time, Berthet Motors, Mr. Back, Bank of Colorado, Carpet One, Mr. Plumbing and Heating, Bighorn Toyota, Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance, and Alpine Bank. Thank you for our sponsors for carrying us through this season, and we'll take a couple of weeks off and get ready for baseball. Hopefully it'll warm up.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to play baseball, you know, yeah. without all the slush on the field.
That's right. So baseball on the horizon, but for right now, we're going to let our voices take a rest and get back to our wives.
Yes.
We're anxious to see us back at home. Keith, it's been a lot of fun. For Keith Harris, Ron Miller, and saying so long from Hamilton Gymnasium at the University of Denver, where the Aspen Skiers win the state championship, beating the Centauri Falcons 50-40. Have a great night, wonderful weekend, and as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.